NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Syria has met today's deadline to provide details of its chemical weapons program. That's according to international inspectors. Still, former Vice President Dick Cheney says he doubts U.S. policy seeking a negotiated settlement to end Syria's civil war will be successful.
I'm a skeptic, I think like a lot of other people are, and I know that our friends in the region are worried.
Cheney spoke on ABC's This Week. Jury selection begins tomorrow in the first trial linked to the phone hack scandal that brought down Rupert Murdoch's News of the World in 2011. From London, Larry Miller reports defendants face charges that include hacking into more than 600 people's voicemails and bribing police.
In the dock at the Old Bailey Criminal Court, Rebecca Brooks, the former editor of Murdoch's News of the World and The Sun. She rose to become a Murdoch confidant and CEO of his British operation. With her is Andy Coulson, a former News of the World editor, subsequently hired by Prime Minister Cameron to be Downing Street's communications chief. Other defendants include Brooks' husband and personal assistant and the tabloid's royal editor. The defendants deny the charges. As the result of the scandal, a public inquiry into media practices was held. Parliament is now seeking an overhaul of press accountability, which critics warn would be the end of press freedom in Britain. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Hawaii's governor is calling state lawmakers into special session tomorrow. NPR's Nathan Rott reports they'll consider a bill that would allow marriage rights to same-sex couples.
The same-sex marriage debate is nothing new to Hawaii. In 1990, a gay couple that applied for a marriage license there helped start the national debate that resulted in the Defense of Marriage Act, the law that was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year. Proponents for same-sex marriage, including Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie, are trying to ride that national momentum, pushing for legislation that would make Hawaii the 15th state to legalize gay marriage. They argue that the bill extends the state's aloha spirit of equality and that it would spur tourism. Opponents of the bill have organized protests, though, saying that Hawaiian voters should decide, not the state's lawmakers. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Rock and roll poet and singer Lou Reed has died.
Slim chance he's going to the boulevard. He's going to end up on the dirty boulevard.
Reed's Dirty Boulevard, typical of his music, lyrics, and style. A somewhat monotone delivery over basically three chords, contrasting the rich and poor in New York City. Reed never gained the commercial success of Bob Dylan or the Beatles, but he and his band, the Velvet Underground, introduced new dimensions into rock music, and he's influenced other artists since the 1960s. His literary agent says Reed died of complications from a recent liver transplant. Lou Reed was 71. This is NPR. Exit polls and early results from Georgia's presidential election show the candidate, backed by the country's billionaire prime minister, has easily won. From Tbilisi, the BBC's Rehan Dimitri reports the candidate for the party of the outgoing president is admitting defeat.
Although we're still waiting for official results to be announced, we can already hear a sense of celebration here in the streets of Tbilisi. Gheorghe Margvelashvili is a 44-year-old former education minister. He was appointed as the education minister earlier this year, and also later he became the vice premier. He was backed by the most powerful and dominant figure in Georgia. That's the prime minister, Bidzina Ivanishvili. Now the candidate from the party of the outgoing president, Mikhail Saakashvili, David Bagradze, has already congratulated Gheorghe Margvelashvili.
The BBC's Rehan Dimitri in Tbilisi. In eastern India, five people were killed when several crude bombs exploded at a political rally in Bihar State, where tens of thousands of people were gathered to hear a speech by an opposition candidate. Narendra Modi is a Hindu nationalist and highly polarizing figure who's waging a national campaign to oust India's coalition-led government in next year's election. Activists in Saudi Arabia say 13 women were detained yesterday for driving, defying a ban on female drivers. The women were told that to be released, they had to pledge not to drive again until they have a license. Women in Saudi Arabia can't currently get a license, but activists are interpreting this as a sign that the licensing restriction could soon be lifted. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support.